give him a praise up in this place. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Oh, Happy New Year, God. Happy New Year, Father. Happy New Year, Son. Happy New Year, Holy Spirit. Happy New Year, Rhema. Oh, God, a bless. Happy means blessed. Happy means blessed. Come on, God. Oh, I am steadfast. Y'all better get it. Y'all better catch it and hold on to it. In these times like these, old song said, we need a Savior. Oh, be steadfast. Be unmovable, y'all. Come on, God. Come on, Jesus. Father, we thank you now for your word, oh God, imparting it into our spirit, oh God. Let it come through, God. Oh God, like a rushing wind. Oh God, let it slice and cut like a two-edged sword. Those things out of us that don't need to be in us. But oh God, let it fill our spirit so our cup runneth over, God, with your blessings, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, somebody say steadfast. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give him a praise in this place. Oh, let me tell you something. In times like these, Rhema, we need a Savior. We're going to have to be steadfast, amen. If y'all would let me take my time this morning, we got to be steadfast, amen. I don't care what they're bringing, selling, giving away. Let me tell you, you're going to have to be what? Steadfast. Oh, unmovable, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Oh, my soul, my soul, my soul cries out hallelujah when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to who? To you. Oh, you deserve it, God. You deserve it. You deserve so much more than I can give. But my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, I thank you, God. Oh, I thank you this morning, God. Thank you, God. Let's look at our scripture reading. Thank you, God. Oh, God, Sister Jalen read in our hearing. Oh, God, from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter this morning. And she read in our hearing the 15th through the 58th verses. Thank you, Lord. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. Oh, God, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, where is? Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, a question to you is, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, hallelujah, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to who? God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be what? Ye steadfast, be what? Unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in who? In the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Give him a praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you want to, if you will, if you can. Amen. Oh, thank you, God. Let me tell you, you don't have to stay seated. Amen. If the Spirit so move, you can stand right on back up. Amen. Be ye steadfast. Thank you, God. The word this morning says steadfast. The word this morning says what? Steadfast. Oh, if I can take a minute on that word for just a moment. Steadfast. Steadfast. Two-syllable word, two-part word, amen? Two words in one, amen? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If I can just mess with that word for just a little bit, thank you, God. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Steadfast. Thank you. Stead, stead. Somebody say stead. Let's break this down. If y'all allow me to be an instructor just for a few minutes, amen? Stead, so we get a full understanding. Stead, the place or role that someone or something should have or fill. stayed. Everybody say stayed. The place or role that someone or something should have or fill. Used in referring to a what? Substitute. Stead. Instead. Stead. Instead. Instead. Stead. Instead of me, let it be you. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Stead. The place or role. Let it be here instead of what? There. Let's replace it, amen? Let's fill in a substitute, amen? Substitute my sin with your Holy Spirit, amen? Stay at the place or role that someone, God, instead of who I was, let me be who you need me to be, amen? The place or role that someone or something should have or fill, amen? Let me talk to you just real quick, stay, amen. When you so ask God to move, oh God, move this thing out of me called sin. Oh God, we got to be specific because sin covers a multitude, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But love covers a multitude of what? Sin. But sin is so abounding. It's plenteous, amen. Oh God, oh God. The place or role that someone or something should have or fill. So when I ask God to take this thing out of me, I've got to ask him to replace it with something. Amen? Thank you, God. There is a word that tells us, thank you, Lord, that when the demons come out, amen, and if there is nothing to fill that voided place, oh, God, they come back seven times seven, amen? They come back more, amen? So when you get that thing called lying out of you and you don't fill it with the word of God, with that real relationship with God, then that thing becomes something else, amen? See, the lying in you come back, but it bring back some more corruption. Come on, Jesus. I'm trying to tell you what's real. Amen. Y'all know I know, oh God, what God is talking about this morning. Many of us have had some things that we've been in our lives, have done in our lives. Some of us still dealing with some stuff. Amen. And we say, I know God is changing me. Amen. Because I don't do what I used to do. But sometimes, even in our, oh God, in our latter days, amen, and in the days now and to come, we begin to recognize that as he take that thing called fornication out of me, sometimes it turns into something else. Now it might turn into envy and jealousy, amen? It might turn into a corrupt spirit with a corrupt mouth, amen, with the things we say and the things we do, amen? Because when God releases us and takes some stuff out of us, because we don't replace it with his word, amen? We don't replace it with that relationship with him. We don't ask him, God, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. See, God cannot live where? In unclean places. See, when you start cleaning house, you go in that closet or that bedroom or whatever that you want to clean out and you start taking some things out, you see, we scared of space. God, where'd that come from? We scared to see stuff in all Jesus. We straighten that thing. How many of y'all got a closet or a space? You done cleaned out that thing I don't know how many times. And every time you look, something else is there. I just got rid of the stuff. Well, how did this get it? See, we continue to pull in some junk. We continue to harbor things, to hold on to things. Sometimes all we do, y'all, is shuffle it around. We won't throw it out and be done with it for good. That's good. Oh God. We want to hold on just a little while longer to the wrong feelings, the wrong stuff, the wrong ways stayed. The place or role that someone or something should have or feel. So instead of this junk, I'm going to get this junk. Oh God, I'm trying to get off stage, y'all. I didn't mean to stay here, but God has got me here. Stand someone in good stead. Be advantageous or useful to someone over time or in the future. His early training example stood him in good stead because he was right for it. He was put in stead. Amen. When the things go right for you and things might be going wrong for him, God will use you in what? Stead. Amen. Thank you, God. Sometimes, oh God, even on our jobs, if I can make this plain, we may be sitting here and doing this thing. They may be sitting here and doing this thing. But when God moves, the switch off comes, what? And I go what? Instead, amen? Sometimes somebody goes what? Instead of us or ahead of us, and we don't understand that thing. But God says, I am in control of every strategic move in your life, amen? Stead, fast, stead, fast, fast. Y'all know what fast means, to move quickly, but fast, to firmly fix or attach, amen? Stead, instead, in place of, substitute for, fast. When you substitute, oh God, that thing that wasn't good, when you substitute it with that which is good, you got to attach yourself, amen? You got to hold firmly, amen? You might need to get some monkey glue, gorilla glue, whatever that glue is that really holds it, amen? Oh God, instead of Elmer's, you might need that gorilla glue, amen? Firmly fixed or attached, stand. Instead of being the liar, the cheat that you are, when God removes that thing and he causes you to become humble, to become honest instead of dishonest, when he causes you to have mercy instead of no mercy, when he causes you to be a believer instead of a non-believer, see, he's replaced, amen, instead. But you got to be firm. Firmly attached, steadfast, attached, amen? You got to be attached so nothing can separate me from the love of God, amen? Nothing should be able to pull you apart, pull you loose, amen? Sometimes we got to understand the things that's trying to pull us away from God. He is steadily doing all he can and all he will to get our attention, to hold on to us, and we are steadily allowing things to cause us to become unfixed, unattached. God wants us to be attached, fixed, oh, amen, fixated on him even. Amen, I heard my elder say this past week something in reference to, we believe in God, but do we believe God? We believe in God, but do we believe God? Do we believe God enough to stay firmly fixed and attached? Amen? Steadfast. Come on, steadfast. Steadfast. I told y'all to give me a little bit of teaching time this morning. Amen? Amen, amen. Steadfast. So we've looked at stead instead of stead, a substitute. Amen? To substitute this thing for that thing. Amen? Sometimes we substitute this sin for that sin. Oh, God. Come on, Jesus. Oh, amen? And sometimes in that fast, that attachment, that thing that we should be standing firm on, the word of God says, when having done all, to stand, do what? Stand. Don't move. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of what? Water. I shall not be moved. Amen? Let me tell you that when you find trees planted near water and the winds begin to roll, when the winds get high, amen, those trees don't move. Those trees stand firm. As you go further inland, those trees begin to come up, be rooted up, amen? So your attachment has to be rooted and grounded in Jesus, steadfast, resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. There is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that I'm loyal to God. I'm faithful to God. I'm committed to God. I'm devoted to God. The question was asked not too long ago that we trust in God. Well, this came out in our Bible study. But can God trust us? Come on. Can God trust you? I want each of us to just think about looking in the mirror at yourself right now. Can God trust me? Does God trust me? I trust him, but does he trust me? Do I have enough character? Am I devoted enough? Steadfast. Am I dedicated enough? Steadfast. Am I dependable enough? Steadfast. reliable, God? Steadfast. Am I true to you, God? Steadfast. Am I constant, God? Have I, oh God, developed a relationship with you that I, the same way I've developed a relationship, dutifulness to that job I go on every day? Steadfast. Am I loyal to God? Staunch. That nothing or no one can change my mind about who he is, what he is, who I am in him, and what he expects of me. Am I steadfast? Loyalty. Do I have loyalty? Steadfast. Am I loyal? Loyalty, or being loyal, the quality of being loyal. A strong feeling. See, it's not just something you do. You got to feel that thing. If you don't feel an allegiance to God, if you don't feel like you firmly fasted to God, if you don't feel like, oh, God, there's stuff that God took out of me, and oh, God, there's stuff that he moved, and he replaced his life, his being, his Holy Spirit in me. If I don't feel firmly attached, if I don't have a feeling about God, I have a problem. You got to have a feeling about God, because God is a spirit, you see. They that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. God is a spirit. Sometimes I don't know him, but sometimes I can feel him. Sometimes I feel his touch on me. Thank you, God. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him what? In spirit and truth. If you don't have a feeling about God, you need to get back on your knees. You need to stay in his presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, until you feel the presence of the Lord. Sometimes we don't even understand the feeling of God. When we're so downtrodden and we're trying to fight our way out, that thing that causes it to lift is the presence of the Holy Spirit. You got to have a strong feeling of support. That means you got to be committed and dedicated. You got to say, it doesn't matter about this other stuff. Let me get to God. I trust in God, but can God trust me? Steadfast. Am I steadfast enough? Steadfast, am I loyal enough to God that he can trust me with what? With everything. I, oh God, trust you with everything in my life. I trust you with my children. They may be going haywire, but I trust in God who will deliver them the same way he delivered me. My family might be awry, but I trust in God. The same God that delivered me will deliver them. I trust in God. Oh, God, I'm steadfast. I'm not going anywhere. I trust in God that even when I have to break some news to them, I have to tell them that for God I live and for God I die. When I have to give them the word that says, be ye steadfast. When I have to give them the word that corrects that thing in them that's wrong, I have to have a strong feeling of support or allegiance to God. In the same man, I got to believe that God's going to cover me in this thing. Oh, hallelujah. Steadfast. The quality of being loyal. A strong feeling of support or allegiance. Steadfast. Steadfast, y'all. Resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. You cannot play with God. Come on, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Unwavering. Resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering, steady, not wavering, not giving up, not letting go. Amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Y'all got something already, because there's not a whole lot left for you. Amen? Not a whole lot left to give you. Amen? You got to take this thing and hold on to it. Now, this I say, I'm going back to that 50th verse, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I needed y'all to understand steadfast. Amen? Flesh and blood. You not going to heaven with pain. What does flesh do if we hit it? That thing hurt, doesn't it? What does flesh do if we corrupt it? That thing hurt, doesn't it? What does flesh do to us? When we sin and do wrong, what happens on the inside of us? something don't feel right, amen? Because we've committed ourselves to God, he cannot live. Let me tell you something. Sometimes the Spirit of God is pulling away from you or trying to get out of you because you're allowing that very thing that he saved you from. You're trying to allow it back in. He says, I can't stay here, daughter. I can't stay here, son. I got to move on and move out. Come on, Jesus. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God said, you're not going to be in my kingdom and live corruptly. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Horrible mess. The foolishness we want to live in and be a part of. I'm going to tell y'all again, I don't care who it is. Mother, father, sister, brother. Daughter, son. I don't care who it is. Old folks used to say, I got a soul to save. And a God to what? Glorify. See, that's over some of y'all head. I got a soul to save. And a God to what? Glorify. See, he called me to preach and to teach, amen? But I still got a what? Soul to save. I can't stay up here and preach to y'all and try to teach y'all and help y'all, and I ain't helping my what? Self. I need each of y'all to take that thing personally. I got a soul to save. And a God to what? Glorify. Lord Jesus, oh God, corruption, 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 dishonest or fraudulent conduct. Come on, somebody. Dishonest or corruption, dishonest or fraudulent conduct, amen? Corruption. This thing says by those in power. Unscrupulous, double dealing, amen? Y'all want me to make it plain? Two-faced, amen? Misconduct, amen? Doing things against the will of God, crime, amen? You already know the laws of the land, the word of God. Let me tell you something. God's word is so lined up for our lives. He tells us everything we need to know, even to live in this world. He says we must follow the laws there. The people tell you don't run the red light, don't run the red light. The people say speed limit 50, you do it 75, you breaking the laws of the what? Land. That's corrupt. When you think, oh, Jesus, God, help me not to be corrupt. I've been corrupt in my driving, Father. Please, Lord. Please, Lord, no incident, no accident. Please, Lord, don't let the police come. I'm trying to get to a certain place. God, forgive my spirit for being corrupt. Corrupt, y'all. We can be corrupt. Pastor Joseph, thank you, blessed spirit, used to say, every day we sin. I didn't understand that thing at first. Every day we need to ask forgiveness. All of us, amen? Because sometimes we sin even in our mind and our thoughts, amen? So the word says, neither does corruption. Corruption cannot inherit incorruption. Corruption cannot, when you've gone so far into that mess, you can't come out of it. You stuck. Either corruption cannot go take you into the presence of God. You got to be, oh God, incorrupt to get in his presence. You got to be right. Let me share this with you. Too many churchgoers rely on the hype and excitement to determine the will of God for their lives. Instead of us being focused on his word and what his word is telling us, we want everything to make us have a feel good. Come on. Loyalty, though. See, we want hype. We want, oh God, nothing offensive. We want big church. We want pastors who bling bling, no offense. We want folks to tell us about prosperity and how much money we can get and how much what. But it says corruption cannot inherit incorruption. Amen? Sometimes we get caught up in this world. See, all that stuff is lined up with trying to stay in this world. I'm not trying to stay in this world. Now, I don't know how you're going to, oh, God, take that. I am not trying to stay in this world. And watch this, Sister Leslie, I'm not suicidal either. Yeah. Let me clarify that for the enemy right now. I'm not trying to stay in this world. In other words, I'm not building for the things of this world. Because when I die, they gonna be here. My children might fight and squabble over the little bit I thought I had. But I'm not building up. My focus is not to stay in this world, y'all. Your focus has got to be eternal life. Amen. Your focus is not to live on earth. Your focus should be, my God, to be incorruptible. Behold, 51 says, I show you a mystery. That means you can't even understand it. That we shall not all sleep. That means we are not all going to what? Die. But we shall all be what? Changed. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be what? Changed. Even if I close my eyes from this thing here, I shall not what? Die. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it says, at the last trump. When that last angel blows, come on. Oh, yes, God. For the trumpet shall sound. When the last, the seventh angel blows. Somebody say, what seventh angel? There was six before that's going to sound their trumpet. And some things got to take place in this world. You got to be what? Steadfast. When those things begin to unfold, because they already have, when you start to see the chaos that this world is going through, the angels are already sounding the trumpets. See, we're looking for a physical sounding, amen? Oh, my God. But we got to open our eyes. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has created us. Oh, my God, and not we ourselves. We got to understand, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised what? Incorruptible. Oh, my God. And we shall be what? Changed. When the dead in Christ rise, there is no more corruption in them. Come on, God. Y'all getting that thing? When that last angel sounded, I'm going to tell y'all, the angels have already started sounding. The trumpets have already started blowing. You might as well not be. I don't want folks to be scared of Revelation. See, we finding it out. Some folks scared to read and study the book of Revelation because they're scared to understand what God is really doing is already happening. See, the book of Revelation, oh God, which is a prophecy of those things to come, some of those things already coming. Oh, God. Do we really understand that when John was given the vision, John wasn't here, but the very things that he spoke over how many years ago, Elder? Over 1,200 years ago, those very things are playing out. But you, some of us don't know they're happening because we hadn't read. Come on, God, take me back. In the moment, we got to read. We got to study to show ourselves approved. You need to know. You need to see the signs of the what? Time. All this mess y'all seeing played out, folks accepting any and everything. Come on, God. Sex before marriage is okay, it's not. Woman laying with woman, it's not. Man laying with man, it's not. Folks with their cussing spirits, it's not. See, I'm going to get all the sin. Liars, thieves, corruption, it's not. Thank you, Jesus. And then it's stigmatized. Let me tell you something. Oh, God. Sin stigmatizes itself. Sin sets itself up for us to see it. Somebody might get mad with this. See, when we start looking like the world, there's a spirit of pants hanging down. I don't care what y'all say. That's a spirit. It's a spirit from the pits of hell. Because when people see you, they see you a certain way. You have to be separated, amen? God says you can be in this world because I got you, but you cannot be what? Of this world. You cannot look like the world. And it's simple things like that that cause us to see and not see. We can't look beyond, folks can't look beyond what you look like. To know what you are, to see what you are. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit. Oh, let me tell you that sin stinks. in God's nostrils. When we're doing wrong, it causes a reaction in the Holy Spirit that God does not like. He says to us to love the things I love, but he also says, Brother Richard, to hate the things I hate. God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son for all of us, amen? That we might have a right to the tree of life. Whether we take that right or not is up to us. See, God set the path. He opened the door. But you cannot make anybody walk in the door steadfast. You can't make nobody be steadfast. You can't make anybody hold to his unchanging hand. You can't make anybody understand that they got to be incorruptible. Thank you, God. As long as we live in this world on this earth, oh my God, we're going to see corruptness, amen? Until that trump shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. That thing saying we shall be changed. Oh God, oh God, let us seek the full assurance of faith and hope that in the midst of pain, listen to this, and in the prospect of death, we may think calmly on the horrors of the tomb. We got to think about the fact that if we go to the grave funny, we're going to stay in the grave. Amen? We're going to die in the grave. Jesus, we're going to die in the grave. We're going to die in the grave. Y'all ain't got that. We're going to die in the what? Grave. Assure that our bodies will there sleep. The body, the flesh. Flesh and blood cannot go into the kingdom of God. And in the meantime, our souls will be present with the Redeemer. We got to understand that we don't want to die in the grave. Amen. We want our souls to be present with the Redeemer. Amen. You don't understand? If you die in the grave, you die in Christ. If you dead in Christ, you dead in the grave. But if you well in Christ, you alive even in the grave. Because this thing right here is not me. My soul lives in the shell. Think about a pecan. Thank you, God. When you take the fruit of the pecan out, the shell is no good to you. But the pecan can be good and savory, strong and cold, God. Ooh, we Jesus. If you peel an orange, The skin is no good to you, but what's on the inside is good, and it's thriving. Come on, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Y'all let me take my time this morning. Sin gives death all its hurtful power. That's why we're scared to die, because we're still in sin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Sin gives death, thank you, Lord, all of its hurtful power. Power. 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The strength of sin is the law, y'all. None can answer its demands, endure its curse, or do away with his own transgression. You can't save yourself. The strength of sin is the law. Lowercase L-A-W. The strength of sin, put that back, Sister Caitlin, is the law. Thank you, God. Oh, God. The strength of sin for this corruptible, amen? I'm sorry, baby. Go back to 53. I'm thinking all my thoughts up there, amen? The strength of sin is the law, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Superman. Immortal. Keep living. But they killed him, didn't they? In the movie, amen, but he came back, didn't he? Oh, Jesus, say, this mortal must put on immortality. Our children's minds are so sucked into some of the things they see on TV. Nobody is teaching them, first of all, God sense, which means common sense. And they think because they saw that person die last week and they back that they can live that way. Mortal must put on immortality. Things on people on the TV are immortal. They die in one show, and then you see them in something totally different. Come on, let's make that thing real. Mortal must put on what? Immortality. Elder loves the Marvel movies. Those folks got more immortal folks than the law allows. They keep living, talking about they're 1,000 years old. They 1,500 and 2,000 years old. Oh, they immortal. But even the best of the best, Stan Lee, who made his appearances in every one of those movies that was made this past year right here, God called him. Death took him. Amen. I'm going to stop saying God called him. I'm not saying God called nobody from earth to reward. So if y'all stay in this ministry and God allowed me to live past you, I'm telling you now, I'm not preaching that over you, that God called you from earth to reward. What I'm going to preach is death came back. Death stuck, because death can come at any time. But death only comes when God releases death to come. Y'all know that, right? But he will eventually release death on all of us. Amen? He will release it on us. I'm going to try to speed that thing up. I'm not. I'm not trying to live in this world. I'm not trying to stay here, but I'm not going to rush it either. Yeah. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. The strength, listen at this, of sin is what? The law. That's the strength of sin. What does that mean? None can answer. You cannot be perfect. That's what it means. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The sting of death is sin. What causes death to hurry is because we're in sin. We're not living right. We're not doing it. The sting of death is sin. That's why it punctures us. And the strength of sin is the law. Lowercase, L-A-W. Those things that God told Moses to tell people, you got to do this. The 10 what? The 10 what? Strength of sin is the law. What does that mean? The strength of sin is the law. Sin becomes stronger in the law because we are told we cannot. You cannot. You cannot not follow these laws. You have to abide, amen? Thou shalt not what? Steal. Thou shalt not what? Kill. Thou shalt have no other gods what? Before me. Oh, God. The strength of sin is the law. That thing, because we can't handle it, amen, on our own, and we get so stuck. Oh, God said don't steal. But I mistook something. See, when God designs everything the way he needs to design it. Even with this, that's why Christ had to come. That's the main thing y'all got to get out of this. Christ had to come to fix this, to change this. Well, how Christ? Because God said, you know what? My people are not going to get it. God is a God of common sense. Sometimes he has to sit back and look at us and say, I'm going to have to help you. So in order to help us, because he knew he'd already laid that law in front of us, folks were killing folks because they stole. Folks were killing folks if they thought you wanted my wife or you wanted my land. They'd kill you. Because that was the law. Covet not, amen, what's in your neighbor's house. God had to fix that thing. God had to say, hey, come to say, let me go down here and get this straight. Let me fix this, straighten it out. And so that's why Christ came to fix the sting. Amen? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks. See, I just told you. That 57 verse, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we stuck, we bound, they said you don't go over 50, and you went 55, and you got a ticket, and then you get the court, and the judge has mercy on you. It says, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's called mercy and grace. And that's what God had to set up for us. Mercy and grace, amen? Because he realized we so hard-headed, we so stuck. Because, see, God made us in his image, but God didn't make us God. We're not God. Our flesh and blood will mess us up. It'll cause us to do things that we declare we weren't going to do no more. It'll cause us to say things we declare we weren't going to say no more. It'll cause us to be with people we declare we weren't going to have anything else to do with. That's that flesh and blood. That's that sting of death. Because it's steady trying to pull us down while God is trying to pick us up. Amen. I'm almost done. I hope y'all getting this. thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. He gives us the victory over the law. He gives us the victory over sin. Amen. Oh, God. But he said he gives it through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you haven't accepted Christ into your life and really understand that he has to lead you and guide you, he's going to convict you. Yeah, you're going to feel bad when you did wrong. You're supposed to. If you don't feel bad when you do wrong, then you're going to keep doing what? Wrong. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you don't have a conscience, amen, I'm moving. Oh, God. So when, I'm going on. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The sin is gone. It cannot hurt me anymore. It cannot sting me anymore. O death, where is thy sting? 55. O grave, where is thy victory? You cannot cause me not to be steadfast. Ah, y'all thought I left there. But thanks be to God, which gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Death may seize a believer. Listen to this. I'm almost done. But it cannot hold him in its power. Death may seize a believer, but it cannot hold him in its power. That means we are believers and we're going to die. But death don't have any power over us. Our body is going to go, this body is going to shut down. But death doesn't have any power over our soul. How many springs of joy to the saints and of thanksgiving to God are opened by death and resurrection? Death and resurrection is what saved us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, 58, be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This verse, oh God, gives us an exhortation, amen? It means that believers should be steadfast. We talked about steadfast means you cannot move, amen? I shall not be what? Moved. I don't care if the crowd pushing me this way, I'm standing fast. If they pushing me that way, I'm standing fast. If the things of life are trying to make me fall back, I'm standing fast. If the people around me are causing me to miss God, I'm standing fast. Steadfast, unmovable. Come on, God. Be unmovable in your hope and expectation of God. Be raised incorruptible and immortal, abound in the work of the Lord, always doing the Lord's service and obeying his commands. May Christ give us faith. May Christ increase our faith, that we may not only be safe, but in being steadfast, we can be joyful and we can be triumphant. That means we are going to beat this thing. Steadfast, y'all. Don't let go. Don't give up. Thank you, God. Pastor Thorpe used to say, daughter, how you doing? I'm good, Pastor. How you doing? Pastor Thorpe used to say, I'm yet holding on. And until the day that God helped, took him from this world, I used to say, don't let go, Pastor. So see, even when he died from this world, I believe he didn't let go of God. No matter what pain. Let me tell you that with Pastor Thorpe, and all of us know him, that's the first experience God let me have with somebody dying in dignity. And you could see the peace of God. This man was dying from cancer. You could see the peace of God all over Pastor Thorpe, y'all. You couldn't see the sickness. You know how sometimes folks get sick and you can see the sickness on them? And you go to the house to see him, and when you come out of there, he doesn't encourage you. Incorruptible, steadfast, no matter what you're facing, whether it's death or it's life, be steadfast, be unmovable, be steadfast. With steadfast comes being loyal to God. Amen. Y'all come on, give God a praise. Amen. Steadfast.